Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am your host, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Welcome. This is a primetime edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Motivating Monday, almost Tuesday. American Idol went off, and Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is on right now. Oh my God, amazing talent this year on American Idol. The Voice also, but I definitely keep up with American Idol. I miss watching the ACM Awards because I was devoted to watching American Idol last night, and the talent is just so awesome this year, not to mention two talents from the state of Mississippi, my native Mississippi, Hannah from Canton and Deshaun from Jackson State. So next week will be no American Idol. Ryan Seacrest has announced because of the Oscars. So May the 2nd, American Idol returns. So we are awaiting the verdict, right, regarding the Derek Chauvin trial. And I've been watching protesters on the Facebook. And, you know, Cousin Linda and I talked about that topic on yesterday. Really, this is Motivating Money. The topic for today, it was originally scheduled for early this morning. But, you know, Motivating Monday is always about motivation and how we stay motivated and how we motivate others. And those of you that would like to share your advice on how you remain self-motivated or get yourself self-motivated, I have where God and prayer as a Christian, my belief in Jesus Christ, and I have my gurus that I love, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, my own thoughts and creations, my affirmation, my mother, memories of my mother's advice, books. Like right now, I'm reading a book called Hustle that I've been reading the past couple of weeks, and my doctor, Dr. Quinn, shared with me a book also that I need to start reading. Also to motivate me to live healthier and to drop some pounds that I gain and to lower my blood pressure, you know, and to just be one of my New Year's resolutions to live healthier, which is a recurring New Year's resolution. But number one, closer walk with God. Improvement in my financial management and time management, and to definitely live greener. And I definitely need this ASAP because, so those of you that have not had your annual exams, your COVID tests are important, but we have to think about our overall health. It's important for us to keep our immune systems up. So those of you that have not had your annual exams, physical exams yet, definitely schedule your physical exams. Definitely. So today, happy birthday to James Franco, everyone in the James Franco project that I created in 2017. And those that love the work of Franco have wished him happy birthday. So happy birthday to James Franco. His birthday less than a week after my significant other, my man, my hubby-to-be, Terry. Terry, my brother-in-law, Tommy, in Dallas, my nephew, my brother Wyatt's son, and a dear friend, supportive Terry and I, all birthdays were on the 13th. My sister's birthday kicked off the month, April 1st, April Fool's Day. And there are so many birthdays happening this month. So all April babies, spring babies, I wish you a happy birthday. I'm a summer baby. My birthday is in August. But then speaking of birthdays, there's a sad anniversary happening. April the 21st is the 5th year anniversary that our beloved Purple One transitioned. On the 21st, we're definitely going to reflect, and you hear music of Prince, and those of you that loved his work, definitely call in. So we're awaiting the verdict. We're talking hot topics. If you want to chit-chat with me, go for it. Call in, chat with me in the chat room if you have a listener profile. If you don't have a listener profile, definitely create one. So many of you call me on Messenger, so definitely call the show. Those of you that love to call, and I can't just up and answer random calls. I don't even talk to I don't talk to everyone on Messenger. Important calls and people that I know are doing business with, but you definitely can call the show. So those of you that love to dial me up on Messenger, call into the show. And those of you that are worldwide supporters of the show, those of you that are local supporters, you all will be hearing new music from a local artist that I've been effectively networking with from the Jackson metro area. So awesome talent. He had a show last night at Vibe. I won't spill the beans yet on his name. Next broadcast, you should hear his music. I will have a track or two added to the playlist, and he will be a guest in the very near future. And it's been 10 years. It's time for a 10-year reunion to get past guest hosts, guests, artists, do special shows in honor of this of being on the air right here at Blog Talk Radio for 10 years. And thank you also for those of you that support the podcast on Springer that's been on hiatus, but I like to reshare. So you will see more Facebook. You will see Facebook Lives in the future, and Instagrams and YouTube. And I love LinkedIn. Those of you that network with me on LinkedIn, I would definitely be sharing because LinkedIn now have like a Insta Stories, and isn't that awesome for business professionals? So doing that, big shout out to the Avon community, to Primerica, my friends Tony and Tina Brown. Wow, my family, my loved ones, just in the listening audience and the staff here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for your love and for your support. So we will go into talking about hot topics and ways to self-motivate. And please, call in.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Thank you. If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. Call the Addiction Resource Center's free alcohol and drug helpline. Our counselors provide confidential support and connections to local resources 24/7, 365 days a year. We're a nonprofit organization started by families who have been where you are, and we're not affiliated with any treatment centers or providers. Call us at 1-833-301-HELP. That's 1-833-301-HELP. Or visit us at addictionresourcecenter.org. Addiction is treatable and recovery is possible. We're here for you every minute of every day. Again, that's 1-833-301-HELP or addictionresourcecenter.org. Reach out today. A message from Addiction Policy Forum.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.